This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States says it's engaging directly with the Taliban to secure safe passage for everybody who is trying to get to the Kabul airport. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman said the U.S. is also reaching out to dozens of countries to host at-risk Afghans while accelerating the evacuation of American citizens, diplomats, and Afghan asylum seekers. By Wednesday, nearly 5,000 people had been evacuated since the collapse of the Afghan government. 2,000 Afghan special immigrant visa applicants have been relocated to the U.S. in recent weeks, according to the State Department. In an interview with ABC News, U.S. President Joe Biden said troops will stay in Afghanistan until all Americans are evacuated, even if it's past the August 31st deadline. The State Department said the U.S. Embassy, which has been relocated to the Kabul airport, will continue to function as long as it possibly can. The International Monetary Fund said it suspended Afghanistan's access to IMF resources, including around $440 million in new monetary reserves due to a lack of clarity over the country's government after the Taliban seized control of Kabul. An IMF representative said in an emailed statement that there is a lack of clarity within the international community regarding recognition of a government in Afghanistan, as a consequence of which the country cannot access special drawing rights, reserves, or other IMF resources. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote,